Hi, everyone. It's Gail. If you caught last week's episode called Our Outdoor Memories, you heard that we had more contributions than I was able to include in the episode. So I'll be sharing some more of them intermittently as we all continue to shelter in place due to COVID-19. You can catch one of my favorites at the end of this week's episode. And if you haven't tuned into last week's episode, I highly recommend it. Okay, on with the show. This episode of She Explores is brought to you by Appalachian Gear Company, who crafts a one-of-a-kind, 100% sustainably sourced alpaca fiber layering system, engineered by nature, designed for the trail, and USA manufactured for all of your outdoor activities. Their alpaca fabric hoodies offer unmatched breathability, moisture management, and odor control with 100% responsibly sourced alpaca fiber. Their products are lightweight yet durable, making a great layer to stand up to the test of harnesses and other outdoor gear. Plus, alpaca garments and accessories are machine washable, hypoallergenic, and made with zero added synthetics and no harsh chemical treatments, so you can feel as good about where your gear comes from as where you're going with it in the future. Learn more and see the entire line of products at appalachiangearcompany.com. And get 10% off with the code SHEEXPLORES through May 31st. That's APPALACHIAN, gearcompany.com, and code SHEEXPLORES for 10% off. I'm Gail Straub, and you're listening to She Explores.
People with cerebral palsy are strong, and people with cerebral palsy are determined.
This is Wayne Kelly Charles. She's a writer and a podcaster who calls Aspen, Colorado home. Back in January, Wayne called me and She Explores in when she reached out and said that we should feature more disabled people on the show. She was super matter-of-fact about it, and as you'll hear, that's her way. I really appreciate that about her. Of course, Wayne's right, and I'm excited to share a bit of her experience with you all today. Wynn has cerebral palsy, which is a broad term that describes a group of neurological disorders that affect movement and posture. It's a diverse condition. It looks different for most people who have CP. You might remember Katie Fetters, founder of Cerebral Palsy Strong. We interviewed her a couple of years back for the show, and she's featured in the She Explores book. Katie's CP affects muscle movement in her leg, and she has a device called an exosim that helps her walk. When CP is more complex, she needs 24-hour care. This episode is all about how Wynn finds joy adventuring outside and why she's passionate about sharing her life with CP with others. Let's get to know Wynn.
Us Colorado natives consider nature our zen place, nature our connection with a higher power, nature our church, basically. I mean, we, when the punch comes to shove, figure out how to get out into nature and how to carry on the next step of our lives. So nature plays a big part in my life. Because of that, because I grew up in the beauty of Carlisle, and because I grew up surrounded by nature. I mean, I'm sitting at my house today. My house is in the middle of the woods. I land up seeing bear, fox, deer walk through my backyard on a daily basis in the summer.
That must be beautiful.
Yes, it is. And it's also a little bit scary when the bear comes up to your kitchen. Yep.
So as someone who grew up in Colorado, nature is second nature to you.
Yes, nature is second nature to me.
I talked to Wynn in the middle of February before our lives changed with COVID-19. So experiencing nature through a back window feels especially relevant today, whether it's listening to the rain fall on the roof or looking up to watch the trees wave in the breeze. Wynn feels fortunate to have split her time growing up the mountains of Colorado and the Caribbean, where her mom grew up. She calls herself an ocean girl at heart, though she lives in Aspen full-time since her mom passed away in 2010. One of Wynn's first formative outdoor experiences is very Colorado.
A lot of people don't know that I, they do know that I went to alternative school, but a lot of people don't know that I actually hiked one of the 14ers. And unfortunately, with a physical disability, I had someone help me, and that someone and I are still friends to this day. And unfortunately, we all got turned around by rain, but hiking a 14er for me was one of the most fascinating experiences of my life, other than doing the Kona Ironman in Kona, Hawaii, which that involves nature too. But hiking the 14er, I just thought, well, this is cool.
Tell me about the friend who helped you that day.
Unfortunately, Ed, she still to this day is about the same size as me. So because of my accommodations, because of my physical disability, we were allowed to drive up to a certain point. But then we had to walk. The rest of my class, of course, had to walk. So they got jealous of me because I essentially got driven up to a certain point. And they're like, Wynn, why can't we get driven? This hike for a bunch of second graders is a lot. And for anyone to hike a 14er is a lot. But for a bunch of second graders who don't know what a 14er is, including me, is a lot. And so I'm honored that I had friends, my classmates, plus my adult friends to help me. But I'm honored that I did it. I don't plan to do it again, nor do I plan to do the Kona Ironman again.
Some things are just once in a lifetime. I love how Wynn just slips in the Kona Ironman, which she participated in with the help of her cousin in 2013 as part of the Kona-inspired program. Many of us are fortunate to have people in our lives who help to guide us in the outdoors. Wynn is no exception. Her dad played a big part in introducing her to a variety of activities.
I am looking at a picture right now of me on a pair of skis, me and a walker, and he's standing behind me. And for years, he took me skiing for years, up until the age of 16, when I was a rebel welder and decided to go snowboarding. And then he gave it up. And then he gave up the skis for a pair of snowboard. And so, but for years, he and I did it independently, and how I did was on a walk-on skis, which is basically a walker, take the wheels off. He actually built walk-on skis himself, take the wheels off, put a pair of skis, put a pair of sliders next to the skis, and then we just took off because I had a physical disability and my class was doing skiing. They start these kids skiing in preschool. They literally do. And so my parents said, well, we don't want Wynn to miss out on ski days, so we figured out a way to do it.
Oh, that's so nice. Not all parents are able to go out of their way to make outdoor time like this happen for their kids, but Wynn's dad wanted to and was able to share his love with her. And as you can hear in what Wynn says just now, it really pays off.
Skiing made me feel like I was a free woman.
And he was there for your first climbing adventure, too.
Yes, but he sent me out with a professional climbing instructor. Yes, he was at the bottom taking the video, though. Me climbing outdoors, I never saw. And that one I do want to do again, but that one takes a little bit more skill than skiing.
So how did you get into snowboarding?
I got into snowboarding because of the program I'm involved with called Challenge Aspen. Challenge Aspen has been around since 96. And so, yes, I started skiing with them. And they one day said, "Win, we have a new piece of equipment that we need guinea pigs." And yes, and so that's how I got into snowboarding. And I was a little rebel welder. I just got my skis at the time were 2 years old. They were the latest skis. And so I come home. My dad knows that I'm doing this. And I come home from snowboarding my first day. I said, "Dad, I think we have a problem," because I love snowboarding now. And he just looks at me like, "And I support my child and I will look into it." The next thing I know, I'm getting new snowboard equipment. And the next thing I know, I'm getting new snowboard equipment. And the next thing I know, a snowboard is appearing underneath my tree twice now. And so it's like, oh, he loves me and supports me. But he always got mad at snowboarders. He never likes the snowboarders aspect. He goes, "You guys go too fast for me and I can't keep up with you, and I miss you because we skied as a bonding thing too." And I'm like, I'm sorry, Dad. I wanted, and snowboarding was so new at the time that I had to keep up with the latest trends.
That's funny to think about that, like being like a mini feud that's not really a feud, you know?
Yeah, that's not really a feud.
Challenge Aspen is a nonprofit that helps provide year-round adaptive experiences for people with disabilities. There, Wynn is able to snowboard with the help of an instructor. I found a video of her doing it that I'll share on the episode landing page. There are metal bars attached to her snowboard that she holds onto, and the instructor, who is skiing, holds onto it too. So the two of them go down the mountain in tandem. It looks like a whole lot of fun. Wynn's often joined on the mountain by her best friend, Danielle, who also has CP.
Oh, yes, my best friend actually invented this equipment that I use snowboarding. And so, yes, my best friend lives close to me. And so, yes, one of our bonding days is snowboarding. And she's the fastest snowboarder than I am, but she and I can keep up. She's made me a better snowboarder.
It's always good to have friends pushing you. We'll hear more from Wynn after this. Anyone else a big tea drinker out there? I love tea. It's so relaxing. It's my favorite thing to do in the afternoon. So what do you get when you mix organic tea, real herbs, fruit and spices, and some amazing technology? You get Kusa Tea, the world's first premium organic instant tea. And it's delicious. I love that Kusa Tea started on a backpacking trip, as many good ideas do. The founder, Jim, told me the story over the phone about how he saw his friends drinking instant coffee, but wondered, why hasn't anyone made an instant tea that actually tastes good? You know, not that sugary stuff, just like instant tea. It took him 9 months, but he found a way to make an instant tea that preserves the flavor, aroma, antioxidants, and nutrients of fresh tea. It's all done through gentle evaporative dehydration that results in a preservative and artificial ingredient-free powder. If you add hot water to a really small amount, it's ready in just 3 seconds, and it's packed with flavor. I've been drinking the herbal tea every afternoon. My favorite is the mint honeysuckle immune boost. If you want to try Kusa Tea's instant bagless tea, go to kusatea.com. That's C-U-S-A-T-E-A.com to order a free sample pack containing each Kusa Tea flavor. Or you can use Explore to save 30% off your first order. Right now, I saw on their website that 10% of sales are also being donated to healthcare workers, which is really beautiful right now. That's code EXPLORE for 30% off, or head to kusatea.com for a free sample pack. C-U-S-A-T.com. Here on She Explores, we're passionate about remembering to absorb nature as we go. And whether you're making a bucket list of places you can't wait to experience for yourself, or dreaming about your next getaway, a great place to find nature on a future adventure is South Dakota. We know what you might be thinking. South Dakota? Well, this landscape just might surprise you. Or you might already be familiar with South Dakota's many unique spaces to immerse yourself in nature, whether you're hiking, biking, birding, fishing, paddling, or camping. Like Badlands National Park, where bison roam and the rock formations belong on Mars. Or Black Hills National Forest, where you'll find waterfalls, granite peaks, and storybook scenery. Check out the glacial lakes and prairies of its northeast corner, or the Missouri River, where you can kayak, canoe, or stand up paddleboard. You can also learn about the indigenous history of the Lakota, Dakota, and Nakota through informative museums and art galleries. Give any of these gems a quick Google and find out about the unique South Dakota landscapes for yourself. If that piques your interest, continue your quest with the free South Dakota Vacation Guide. Download the guide at travelsouthdakota.com. We're back. Okay, let's recap. Wynn shared about hiking, skiing, climbing, and snowboarding. Adaptive sports look a little different, but the impact for the individual is similar, connecting to nature and finding out what's possible for yourself outside. Wynn shared another activity that she's taken up in the last year, e-cycling.
E-cycling is a new one to me, and gave up my bike for e-bike, and I plan to get back on the e-bike as of this summer. I had to, my 2019 summer went upside down.
When's 2019? Was turned upside down when her dad died last spring unexpectedly.
Now that I got my life back just a little bit, I can focus on me and self-care. And part of my self-care is going out for bike rides, going out to climb, going out to ski, going out to snowboard. An e-bike for someone that doesn't know has a motor on it, and although you can still pedal an e-bike, that's my goal for this next summer, is to learn how to pedal an e-bike nicely and safely. I don't do well with a motor, you guys. I admit it, I've been terrible e-biker, but my goal for the summer is to, it was supposed to be last summer's goal, but last summer didn't happen. And so my goal for this summer is to learn bicycle safety with an e-bike.
What do you like about e-biking?
I like the fact that I can keep up with a normal bike. I mean, I can, anyone who's on a normal bike, I can actually keep up with them. And I don't necessarily have to worry about the pedals, worry about me falling off, worry about well, I didn't have to worry about that on my original bike either, but I don't have to necessarily worry about the exercise end of it. It's more of a fun aspect, and then the exercise end of it can come in when I want it to.
It's nice to have that choice.
Yes.
And there's also just a different perspective, I imagine, that you get from that vantage point,
With e-bikes, they have to be qualified to go on trails and to go on paved roads. The interesting thing is I got in a huge, well, not a huge fight because they know I'm disabled, but the interesting thing is when I got this e-bike, my dad had to email the city of Aspen to say, look, my daughter's disabled. She'll be using her e-bike on the Leland Trail. And I had to get approval. So that's the problem. That's the problem because e-bikes are so new that you have to get approval, and it's easy if you have a medical disability, but it's difficult when you want to use an e-bike on trails and you're not approved.
Yeah, it's an extra. I know when we chatted last time, we talked a little bit about some of the barriers, and so that sounds like an extra barrier to getting to do the things that you want to do.
Exactly. My life is full of barriers.
One of these barriers is living in Aspen. As we heard before, it's where Wynn grew up. And while her parents have both passed, Wynn lives in her childhood home.
Aspen is such a transient community that the longtime locals who make it, which are few and far between, the rest of the locals can't. The rest of the locals that try to become locals can't. I mean, I have aides that live in Glenwood, which is an hour away from me, and they come up to work with me on a daily basis. And so even though I live in the beauty of Aspen, Colorado, Aspen, Colorado is one of the tougher places to live.
Yeah. So that's, it's expensive to ski.
And I'm not kidding. I have no medical resources up here. The closest medical resource to me, big medical resource, is 4 hours away. And then one closer is 1 hour away. My local hospital can't do squat with me.
Yeah, that just adds to, the privilege of living in a mountain town like that, that you have to be, that you'd have to be healthy.
Yes, and with a pre-existing condition / a neurological condition, I was blessed enough where I could go to the bigger hospital, where I could go get all the treatments I needed. After I was born, they medevaced me out. My local hospital didn't know what to do, didn't know how to take care of me. They still don't up until this day, and it's been almost 33 years.
Although Wynn's parents gave her access to a lot of opportunities to challenge herself, they didn't empower her with a full understanding of her medical diagnosis of ataxic cerebral palsy. When you were growing up, did your parents have a lot of conversations with you about having CP?
No. They didn't. They barely told me it was a neurological disability. My mom presented it to me in seventh grade. She looked at me at the bottom of a driveway, and I still use that driveway on a daily basis today. That driveway is still in my life today. And she looked at me at the bottom of the driveway and said, "You have CP, now go have a nice day."
Do you think that's one of the reasons why you, especially today, want to talk about it with other people, like that you want to share about that experience?
Yes, because I wasn't given the, and I'm a facts type of girl, I wasn't presented the facts in a timely manner. I was presented the facts when I was 12 years old.
Yeah, that's tough. It's pretty cool that you're using the platforms that you've built, though, to educate people.
Yes. I try.
Wynn has multiple podcasts, including Ask Wynn and The Artwork of CP. Ask Wynn is an interview podcast that celebrates people from different walks of life, especially focusing on those individuals who have or who are serving those with mental or physical disabilities. On Artwork of CP, Wynn aims to bridge the gap between people who have CP and those who don't by educating about what it's like to have cerebral palsy.
What I really want people to know is do not judge a book by its cover. Ask questions about CP, ask questions from the individual, ask questions from the aid perspective too. I have brought, and I'm planning on bringing another one of my aides on the podcast, and I want people to start asking questions. Don't just automatically assume.
Her current studies are helping to refine her craft.
I'm getting a journalism degree. Most people with physical disabilities can get their degrees. Thank you very much. And so I'm working on that. And so that's a longer process than I would like in itself, but I'm working on that. So if you guys think I'm living under a rock and not communicating, that's why.
Why did you choose to pursue a journalism degree?
Because I want to share other people's stories, including my own.
Recently, Wynn went to a podcasting festival called PodFest in Orlando to meet up with her podcasting friends and learn more about the medium. It was right before travel restrictions hit due to COVID-19. Wynn is someone who, given her CP, is at a higher risk for the virus. She's staying put in Aspen, but when I reached out to see how she was, she responded with just three words. Quote, busier than ever. I'm not too surprised. When we talked in February, she was wrapping up teaching at a local school and looking forward to figuring out what was next.
I'll probably go out in nature and stare in nature and think about what the next chapter is going to be. I'll probably hit the ground running, Gail. I don't know.
Thank you to Wynn for reaching out and taking the time to talk. Find Ask Wynn, The Artwork of CP, and her third podcast, The Artwork of Jobs, wherever you listen to podcasts. I'll link her website and social media in the show notes and on the episode landing page via she-explores.com. Don't go yet. As promised, here's an outdoor memory from Cherie.
An outdoor memory that sustains me would be a trip I took to Colorado with my two daughters and their best friend. It was just the four of us traveling up the Rocky Mountains. I think it was Pikes Peak. And just taking our time and driving all the back roads that we could find and all the mountain roads that we could find. And packed a picnic lunch and just started off early morning and just started driving. I think we're at an elevation of maybe 8,000, 10,000 feet about this point. We decided we were going to pull over and have a little lunch. Found a nice little spot to pull into. And before we started to unpack for lunch, we were going to just kind of hike around some little trails that were there and see where they went. And I think we were all getting a little antsy with the company we were with and needed that solitude alone time. And I'm coming to find out that that's an okay thing to have. And in this day of time, it's becoming a bit too much, but I use this memory to go back because it's such a cherished memory of silence. So anyways, crossed a little creek and walked, I don't know, maybe 100 feet past the creek. We were all separated at this time and found this field, just an empty field with tall field grass. In the distance were tall pine trees, and then behind that you had the majestic Rocky Mountains. Well, I just took some time to just sit. So I sat in that middle of that field and just listened to the quiet. There were no wires around. There were no vehicles. There only the sounds of nature. And that memory I have shared. I'm a sixth grade teacher. I've shared that with my students since then, at least once or twice a year, to just bring calmness into the classroom. So that memory is sustaining me in the fact that it was such a pleasant surprise and a needed quiet time. So I'm trying to relish in these quiet times that we're in right now, that those moments are out there, and that if I was in that spot, I would just be in that spot.
Big thank you to our sponsors, Appalachian Gear Company, Coosa Tea, and Travel South Dakota. Your support means the world to us, and that goes listener support and brand support. It helps us keep going and providing stories on this podcast. You can find She Explores on social media, our website, and wherever you listen to podcasts. You can find me on Instagram at Gail Straub. If you enjoy listening, there are different ways to support us. You can subscribe, leave a review, and share with a friend. And if you'd like to connect, join us in the She Explores podcast Facebook group. Music in this episode is by Lee Rosefair, Josh Woodward, Maiden, Swelling, and Kay Engel, using a Creative Commons Attributions license. She Explores is a production of Ravel Media. Until next week.